From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new proposals on the Greek crisis. Greece has issued new proposals to its creditors as it tries to stave off a looming debt default. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras presented the proposals to European leaders Sunday, saying that he spoke to them by phone. That's French President Francois Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The leaders are trying to reach an agreement that will allow Greece to make a 1.5 billion euro payment to the International Monetary Fund by a June 30th deadline. Inability to make the payment could lead to Greece's exit from the eurozone. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is to meet with several of his European Union counterparts Monday. The final round of talks on the Iranian nuclear program are to begin later in the day. Turkey's nationalists closed the door this weekend on forming a coalition government with the country's main opposition party. The action sets the stage for either a new parliamentary election or for the ruling Justice and Development Party to remain in power with nationalist support. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Islamist AKP party emerged again as the biggest party after the June 7th election, but lost its parliamentary outright majority needed for a one-party government. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital. The raid on the National Intelligence Security Agency base on Sunday in Mogadishu started with a suicide car bombing. NISA said the attack was successfully thwarted. This is VOA News. Worshippers returned to a black South Carolina church today for the first time since a white man gunned down a Bible study group at the church last week. Visitors from Charleston and as far away as California packed into the church for Sunday services. Here is the Reverend Norval Goff.
I want to say to the citizens of Charleston and visitors, thank you for being whom God has called you to be. Thank you for your flowers out front. Thank you for the cards and the emails and all the acts of kindness.
Churches across Charleston rang their bells in unison in solidarity with a stricken congregation. Battles raged Sunday in northern Afghanistan, where Taliban insurgents have seized a key district and have lost control of another. Authorities in northern Kunduz province say the Taliban has established control of the key Chardara district. Afghan security forces are trying to halt Taliban advances on the provincial capital. An Interior Ministry spokesman says Afghan forces have flushed Taliban insurgents out of the northeastern Yamgan district. That area had fallen to the Taliban nearly 3 weeks ago. An antiquities official says Islamic State militants have placed mines throughout the historic area of Palmyra in Syria. The explosives were laid on Saturday, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The museum at the site was emptied before the militants arrived in late May. However, ruins from the ancient city, also known as Tadmur, could not be relocated. South Korea reported 3 new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, on Sunday. The AFP News Service listed a doctor and another healthcare worker as among the new cases. The health ministry also reported the death of a MERS patient, raising the death toll from the virus to 25. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will visit Europe this week to urge NATO allies to make some changes due to threats from Russia and the Islamist State group. He is to meet with officials in Germany, Estonia, and Belgium to encourage ministers to work together to counter threats facing Europe. The outgoing UNICEF representative in Burundi says this past week's grenade attack on a school in the capital Bujumbura is a senseless tragedy. One student was wounded. Johannes Wedenig says the attack on the day of the African child's school was a deplorable assault. Also, security sources said 11 Burundi police officers were wounded in a string of overnight grenade attacks on police stations across Bujumbura. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.